We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Watson under center, handoff Hyde, running left through a hole, 40, 35, takes a man on across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Hello, Carlos! First down, Texans at the Houston 38. First down run, Hyde, angling to the right, 45, has the first down of Moore, 50, 45 of New Orleans, and he's out of bounds at the 44. A third down and 11 at the New Orleans 20-yard line. Deshaun gets the snap. And he passes left side, Duke Johnson, trying to make a move. Left sideline, he's got the first down, and he stepped to the bounds at the 7-yard line. First down, Texans at the Houston 25. Hand off Duke, gets to the outside right, has the 30, heading for the sideline, 35, stays in bounds, 40, cuts inside, 45, 50, down across the 45-yard line of New Orleans. No flags, huge play for Duke Johnson.
Huge live call there by Mark Vandermeer up in the booth with Andre Ware on Texans radio. And let's talk running backs, Clint, because last night, Hyde and Johnson combined with Watson, who had 40 yards himself, combined for 180 rushing yards. That was 68 more rushing yards than the Saints allowed in any game last season. How's about that for a couple of dudes who were just brought in here?
Yeah, look, you got two backs that one's been here for 2 weeks, one's been here for a week, and they go in there and combined. One averages 6.3 yards per carry, one averages 8.3 yards per carry. For you do the math right there. I'm no genius, but that's 7.3 yards per carry from your backs. And so, like you said, you take Deshaun Watson's rushing attack out of the mix. That's pretty damn good. And you add on to that. As I kept telling Sean last night, I believe that's the Saints were the second best rush defense last year, allowing just over 80 yards per game.
Only the Bears were better.
On the ground, the Bears were like 0.2 yards better, and the Texans were third right behind them. And so one thing that's flying under the radar here is the fact that the Texans in a hurry, They put together a run game, a rushing attack versus one of the best in the league last year that was pretty damn good and very, very effective throughout the game. And I mean, converted drives and kept this team and this offense in really good third and manageable, second and manageable situations. And so we're going to talk about the six sacks that we're giving away up front at some point in time, but when it's all said and done, the running back position for this team appears to be in good shape. And the offensive line, relative to getting push and opening holes and creating lanes for these running backs, seems to be in really good shape. And so, yeah, it's flying under the radar right now after all the fireworks last night, but definitely worth talking about.
So, and that's why we're talking about it, man. Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson. So it was overall for the team, 23 rushes, 180, and a rushing touchdown by Deshaun Watson. 30 pass attempts by Deshaun Watson. That's it. Breeze threw 43. So Watson threw 30 for 268. But the offensive balance, Clint, 30 passes, 23 runs. To me, that's what you want. You don't want 40 passes and 15 runs, right? You want that to be as close to a 50-50 split as possible, right?
Well, no, I mean, I would think that it changes per game depending on who you're playing and depending on what, you know, if you get into the first quarter and you realize that their defense is doing a little something different up front and the scheme that you practiced or the scheme that you thought you were going to be heavy in the run game on, it is not quite set up for that front, then you've got to adjust and maybe you get those numbers get a little off kilter right there. But yeah, all things considered, the way the game went last night, to come out on the back end of this thing with some positives in every aspect of your game on the offensive side of the football, from the play calling, planning, scheming, quarterback development, to the run game with some new guys, this offense has got to feel good about where they're at.
Bill O'Brien addressed the media last night and earlier today, and he spoke about Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde.
Every week's going to be a little bit different how we decide to use those guys. But both those guys played well. They did some good things. There's some things we can clean up with both of them. But they both ran hard. They did some good things in the passing game, especially Duke in the passing game also. But, you know, there's a lot to build on with those two guys.
You know, one of the things that I saw that I think stems from the running backs that are here today, especially in the first half when things were clicking for Deshaun Watson, he was getting through progressions. He was getting through progressions. He was okay with checking the ball down, taking what was underneath. And there were times that the running backs, for the most part, they helped in protection decent. And then that can probably be – it's one thing that Bill O'Brien said that I would imagine they're going to try to improve on. But, again, for guys that have been in camp for 2 weeks and 1 week, it was a pretty damn good job to be able to go out there and execute a game plan that's going to allow you to put up 28 against a New Orleans defense. And so – again, you know, I think Deshaun's willingness to get through progressions and develop, I think it's magnified or highlighted when Duke Johnson's out there. And so there were flashes, again, particularly in the first half, but there were flashes when, they were hitting on all cylinders, and a big part of that was because these running backs are doing their part, and Deshaun Watson and the play caller is believing in those guys and using them.
Clint, Bill O'Brien echoed what you just said in terms of this pass-to-run balance against New Orleans. You can't copy and paste this for the next 15 games. And Bill O'Brien said that. He said every week it's going to be different. He also talked about clean a couple of things up. I believe, Clint, that there was one really glaring miscommunication with Watson and Duke Johnson. In terms of maybe Duke not knowing the right play, you know, Watson turns to hand it off. Am I right that happened twice last night? I thought it was once in the first half, once in the second half.
I saw it one time, and I don't remember if it was the first half or the second half, where Deshaun Watson just turned and ran up in the same hole where he clearly it was a running play. There was a miscommunication on which side Deshaun was going to hand it off to. And he just, you know, wisely just tucked it and got up in the hole where Duke Johnson had already – Duke Johnson essentially ended up leading him through the hole. And so, yeah, that was a miscommunication. But, look, I mean, that's going to happen, especially in the heat of the moment, that kind of noise. I'm surprised it only happened once or twice. And look, I mean, as a fan – now, this is not an excuse, but as a fan of the Texans, if you watched the preseason, you were concerned.
Oh, yeah.
You were concerned with having to go on the road and deal with noise and just this team's ability to – put a good product on the field and be clean. And last night was extremely clean under some extenuating circumstances, under some circumstances where, man, you got some new dudes out there that you don't know. As a quarterback or as a tackle, you're out there going, man, I don't know if this guy hears me. I don't know what language he speaks. I don't know if he feels me. I don't know if this communication's right. And they went out there and put a hell of a game together for four quarters. And so I know at the back end of this thing after losing a game, it's tough to try to see the shining moments, but there was plenty of them in this football game.
It's where we're kind of trying to, you know, bring to Houston here in this last hour. We've been very critical on Crennel and Colvin and Watt and pass rush and all that kind of stuff. There was some good stuff that went on in that game last night. And Clint, about a week ago, you mentioned that Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson would be at about a 50-50 split in terms of total touches. Last night, it was virtually right on that. Hyde, 10 carries, 83 yards, one catch for 2 yards. That's 11 total touches. Duke Johnson, 9 for 57 on the ground, 4 for 33 through the air. That's 13 total touches. Do you think you can copy and paste that going forward if Hyde and if Johnson stay healthy?
No, because I think that these guys, their roles start to become obvious, right? I mean, I think Hyde ran the ball more physical inside, and not because Duke Johnson didn't. I mean, Duke Johnson did a hell of a job as well, but I thought Hyde ran the ball a little bit more aggressively in between the tackles, downhill, getting north and south, and Duke Johnson in a perfect world, he can do that, and you want him to be able to do that. But really, you want him to be healthy and fresh in the fourth quarter at the end of the first half for 2 minutes. In the fourth quarter, when you may have to go all out passes to get back in the game or to get a big first down, or like last night when you had to take a shot, you know, take two shots. Thankfully, for Deshaun Watson, his first options were there in Nuke Hopkins and Kenny Steeles on both of those throws. But it wouldn't have been a bad situation if he'd been able to check it down and let Duke Johnson go get 15 or 20. And so ideally you want to keep him healthy for those situations and let Hyde just hammer down between the tackles as long as he possibly can before he runs out of gas. Ideally, you know, but it's not a bad idea to use these guys as a true 1A, 1B, 1-2 punch. It's not a bad idea. It can be done, obviously. They showed that last night.
As well as Carlos Hyde looked last night, as hard as he was running and as forcefully as he was running, I will be shocked if he is not the goal line back or the third and one back or the fourth and one back for this team going forward.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's the bigger, more physical downhill runner, but I'm not concerned if Duke Johnson can't get in there and do that as well.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.